This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. In 1986, Gene Hackman starred in a movie called Hoosiers about the coach of a high school basketball team in a small Indiana town. That film was feel-good fiction, but now there's a documentary about what high school basketball is really like in a small, broken-down Indiana town. It's called Medora, and it's been getting raves at film festivals all over the country. I had a chance to see it last night, and I'm happy now to introduce you to the director, Andrew Cohn, who's here to talk about it. Andrew, welcome to America Weekend.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
This movie, Medora, is a harsh look at life in a small town. There's a scene where you asked one of the store owners there to describe it for you, and she answered with one word, closed. Tell my listeners what Medora, Indiana is like.
You know, Medora is a town of about 500, and it's right on the Kentucky border. And, you know, it's a lot like a lot of towns, small towns across the country that are, you know, really struggling and have been for a long time. And, you know, I travel around the country a lot, and if you get off the highway and you drive through these towns, you know, you see what they once were. And, you know, Medora, like I said, like a lot of towns, at one point was a nice, you know, farming community. And, you know, with the loss of manufacturing that's been going on and, you know, the joblessness, it's just, you know, it's really holding on and just trying to survive. And the high school basketball team seems to be mirroring that. They have the smallest high school in the state of Indiana and are struggling to compete as well. And, you know, they're the worst high school basketball team in the state of Indiana. So my co-director, Davey Rothbard, and I just thought, what an amazing idea for a film to follow the team and, of course, face the town. And most importantly, you know, we followed four kids in the town and sort of they were through what their experience is like living in Medora.
High school basketball in Indiana is as important as high school football is in Texas, right? It really goes to the soul of the town, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's huge. It's everything. I mean, you know, Davey and I, we're from Ann Arbor, Michigan, which isn't too far away, but we were just astounded when we would go to some of these games, just the intensity and the fervor for high school basketball in the state. You know, just to give you an example, I went to the biggest high school in the state of Michigan, Ann Arbor Pioneer High School. Our basketball gym is the same size as Medora's, and Medora has 12 kids in the graduating class. So there's, you know, basketball is huge there, and, you know, the irony of having a basketball team that never wins in a state where, you know, basketball is so big, you know.
Yeah, this is a tiny school, 72 students, only 33 boys, so they really can't field an entire basketball team with a lot of guys who can fill up the bench. There aren't that many boys in the school to do that. And this legacy of losing, how long has that been going on?
Well, Medora, they had a 2-year losing streak, you know, and yeah, as you mentioned, you know, they're playing these teams that are, you know, 10, 20 times their size. I mean, you think about it, you know, a small graduating class, you know, to me is, you know, 100, 200 people. That's still 10, 20 times the size of their graduating class. So, you know, when Davey and I got there, we, you know, I played high school basketball and I looked at the team and I thought, you know, these guys, they don't look like they hadn't won a game in 2 years, but they're playing these schools that have just, you know, been playing together for a long time. Medora has a lot of transfer kids, students in. You know, you look at Medora and they come in kind of all shapes and sizes and tattoos and just kind of, you know, a true underdog team. And so, you know, we thought, you know, it'd be interesting. It started out just as a sports documentary. It would be about a team that's trying to win one game, you know, and with that pressure and it comes, you know, every game feels like a championship, you know, because it could be the one game they win all year.
I will tell you that watching your movie, I got a little depressed watching what life in that town was like. But yeah. I also got mad, Andrew, at the guy who coaches this high school team, because at least for the first half of your movie, it seems like he doesn't coach them and inspire them. He blames and berates them. Was that the case?
Right. Well, you know, the high school coach, I'll say this, you know, people aren't perfect. And I think a lot of the times we expect, especially in sports documentaries and movies in general, people to be the archetype. You know, the coach is supposed to be the leader. You know, he's supposed to be the father figure. And but that's not always the case. I think Coach Gilbert, who's the coach of the Hornets, is dealing with losing in his own way. You know, he came from a winning tradition, and it was extremely hard for him. But I think throughout the season, you start to see him change. You know, like you said, the first half, yes, he's extremely frustrated. He's used to winning. And he's, you know, just dealing with losing this, you know, and learning what's important at the same time. You know, he was at a screen a few weeks ago in New York, and he said at the Q&A, about halfway through the season, he started to realize what was really important. And it wasn't about the wins and losses. It was about, you know, the values that these kids could get out of basketball. So I think, you know, as much as we want our characters and our movies to be perfect, they're not. And I think in documentary film, you know, what makes it exciting and also makes it scary and truthful and so raw is that all you can ask is for your subjects to be themselves. And I think he was himself. And I think that's, you know, that's all you can ask from people.
Why do the people in Medora stay in Medora?
You know, that's a really complicated question. You know, I had somebody ask that question in Los Angeles a few weeks ago. They said, well, you know, this town is such a dump. Why do people stay? And it took me a second to think about it, but the more I thought about it on the way home, you know, it is a complex issue. I think people there, first of all, I think it's about heritage. You know, I think if you talk to people, if you've ever lived in a small town, there are families there that have been there for generations, you know, that have been there. Their grandfather went there, their great-grandfather lived there. You know, they all went to school there. You know, there's certain heritage there. Also, I think a lot of times in America, we define value in an economic sense. And that, yes, there may not be a huge economic value in the town of Medora. There's still value in small towns, you know, that it may not be a booming economy there. But there's other things that give it value, you know, whether it's helping out your neighbor, just those small town traditions, you know, and values of helping your neighbor, of people having a role. And I got to witness that firsthand when I was there. You know, I lived there for 9 months, moved there from New York, and I started to realize that small town America, it's not just a place, you know, it's a way of life and it's a set of values. So, you know, like I said, I think that there's other values in towns like Medora other than just, you know, economic.
In the opening credits of your movie, I noticed two pretty big names listed among the producers, Steve Buscemi and Stanley Tucci. How did you get them involved?
Steve and Stanley have been involved really since the beginning. A producer on the film, actually a woman that we went to high school with, Davey and I, her name is Rachel Dangies, and she works for their production company in New York. And so she had showed them some footage pretty early on, and I think they were just drawn to the material. You know, they just thought it was an important story to tell. So, you know, they were involved in the creative process all the way through and just really supported the film and you know, gave Davey and I such great insights and confidence. And you know, it was just a real pleasure working with those guys. They're the nicest guys and just, you know, really helped bring the movie to a wider audience, I think, you know. And yeah, it was just, you know, like I said, they've been involved since the beginning, saw some footage and just, you know, were drawn to the material.
And how hard was it for you to convince the Medorans to let you into their lives?
Right. Yeah, you know what? That's a good question. You know, it was a process for sure. You know, Davey and I learned about the town through a New York Times article, actually. And a lot of people in the town didn't really like the article. You know, they just thought it painted just, you know, one side of what living in Medora is like. They thought it only painted sort of the negative part of it. And, you know, it was a mix. Some people were more open than others. Other people, you know, it took more time for them to get to know Davey and I. But I think, you know, if you show genuine curiosity and compassion and really care, which Davey and I really did care about these kids, you know, people are willing to tell you their story and they're willing to open up to you. They're, I find, eager to tell you about their views about the world and their fears and their dreams. I mean, you know, how rare is it that someone comes and asks you all that stuff?
Yeah, well, you know? Certainly show people, you know, in a good light in many cases, but also in a very ugly light, because that is the reality of a poverty-stricken town like this. How can people see your movie? I said it's been playing in film festivals. How can my listeners get access to your movie?
Yeah, if you go to the website, which is medorafilm.com, you can watch it on iTunes. You can get the DVD. We have T-shirts for sale. All the money goes to the school. So we're trying to make a difference that way.
Yep. Well, Andrew, I appreciate you spending time here to tell the story of Medora.
Yeah, thanks so much. And also, we're going to be on PBS as a great series called Independent Lens. We'll be on that in March. But yeah, people go to medorafilm.com. They can check it out. Thank you so much, man. America Weekend.